if you would, to the book of Psalms, chapter number 23. I know we could all probably quote it, but let's look at it together tonight. And I want to look at a word in it and go over that word and talk about something tonight that probably everybody might have a little bit, may have a lot. Probably been a time in your life that you have had it. And I want to talk about something that you don't really need and something you don't have to have. And I want to preach tonight, just for a little while, teach on fear. Fear. You think about that little word, it's an emotion, is what Webster calls it. It says it's a distressing motion that's aroused by impending danger. And it said it can be either by evilness, it can be by pain. It said it can even just be a thought. Isn't that something? And a lot of times we hadn't even got to see anything to have this fear overtake us. Has anybody in here ever had a time in your life where fear just literally grabbed you and buckled you? I'm talking about grown men in this room knows what I'm saying. I mean, I'm talking about fear just literally gets you where you didn't want to leave a house. And isn't it amazing the power of fear? And how fear is definitely here. And I look at what's going on in the world. You look back and fear is not really a new thing. Absolutely not. Fear is hell's secret weapon. Fear is what Satan uses to distract and detour God's people. Satan lacks fear, and Satan moves off of fear as God works off of faith. And faith is actually the opposite. It's the opposite of fear. And I look in the world today, and I thought about how that there's reason for a natural mind to have fear in this day that we live tonight, right? We realize, I think we fully realize that old Vladimir Putin over there, he is definitely in the eyes of a human being, as we look at him, he is a very, very powerful man. And as you look at him, he has the finger to press a button or either turn the key, however it may be. That could start World War III and send bombs over here. It'd land on our cities and it would be devastation. No doubt that's something that we look at, and if we dwelt on it, it'd literally overtake us. Maybe tonight that there's something in your life. Maybe it's something. Your finances, maybe, and it could be many things. It could be your family. It could be going older in age. It could be whatever, but fear is something that we deal with. And I want to say tonight that what's going on overseas tonight, Vladimir Putin may have a finger that he can touch a button, but I'm glad that there's a bigger finger in another world that's got a bigger button. And I'm glad that listen to me. I'm telling you that there's a God in heaven that's got control of everything. And I want to preach tonight a little encouragement tonight that you ain't got to have fear. You ain't got to worry tonight. Because if we're a child of God, if we're in the right pasture, there's a God in heaven that's going to take care of us. And He's going to see about us. Amen. And the Bible says in Psalms 91, though like 10,000 fall at thy right side, amen, 1,000 at thy right hand, and 10,000 at thy left hand, it shall not come nigh thee. I'm glad tonight that there is a God that knows where we're at. And I want to read this tonight. Let's look at it in Psalms 23. The Bible says, the Lord. And what an amazing two words that is, the Lord. We could stop, we could preach a while right there on just them two words. But the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. What an amazing thought right there. And they, you know, preach a scripture like this right here, Brother Ken. These things jumps up everywhere out of it. And the Lord's my shepherd. It's one thing for Him to own me because He is the greater and I'm the lesser. But what a super thing it is for the lesser to own the greater. And He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Glory. He's the great I Am. He's the Almighty God. Amen. He's the one that sits on the circle of the earth. He calls all the shots. He sets up kings and He takes them down. There ain't nobody like Him. I never have been. And for Him to say, David said, listen, this shepherd, this God of mine, I own Him. He is my shepherd. He's not the church's shepherd. He's not this one's shepherd or that one's, but He's my shepherd. Amen. I'm glad He belongs directly to me. And He says here, I shall not want. And He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Soak this up with me now. He says, He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He says this. He says, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me. For Thou art with me. And Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He said, Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let's look at this tonight on fear and how it affects us. As we look over in Luke chapter number 21, down along verse 24 or 25 there, you'll see in these last days, as the Lord is proclaiming, that men's hearts will fail them for fear. As we look around us, as this thing unfolds, everything falls apart, men's heart, everywhere around us is going to fail them for fear. And it's no doubt, you're going to go to work one day. You ladies may see somebody broke down and squalling, worried about this and worried about that. You men may see it here and there. Somebody worried about this. And their hearts are failing them for fear as they look around. But I'm glad to report tonight from another world that we ain't got to fear. We ain't got to worry about it tonight. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And down here, I'm glad tonight that He is with me. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. He's not going to throw me into fire, amen, without going in with me, amen. And I'm glad tonight that I serve a living Savior. Amen. He is, first of all, He is the chief shepherd, amen. He is a great shepherd. I'm glad tonight that He is a strong shepherd. Ain't you glad of that? If David here was trying to describe how good a shepherd God is, he'd have to look back on his life. He'd have to look back in 1 Samuel chapter number 17 as he was about to go face Goliath. He said, listen to me. There was a bear come across these sheep of mine one day, and I rose up and I slew him, and a lion likewise. And he said, I want to tell these folks, as I pin down the 23rd Psalm, I want to tell these folks what it's like to have a good shepherd like him. And he said, He is the strong shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. Amen. He's able to subdue all your enemies. He's able to conquer all your fears. He's able to take charge because He is the shepherd of shepherds. Ain't you glad tonight to be in the right pasture? Amen. Ain't you glad tonight to be in His field? Ain't you glad to be under His watch care? I'm glad tonight that He's a taking care of me. He's a feeding me. He's got me in green pastures tonight. Ain't you glad for that? Bless His name. He's the chief shepherd. He's a strong shepherd. He's a sweet shepherd. Ain't you glad? Not only is he strong, but on the other hand, He is kind and He's sweet. I'm glad in Luke chapter number 15, there's that one sheep went astray, and there's 99 back here. He said, I got business to tend to. Out in the briars, in the thicket, I'm going after that one that went astray. And I'm glad He's so gentle. And He's so kind. And He's so sweet. He took that one sheep that had went astray and was out in the murk and the mire. And He threw it over His shoulder. Amen. The Bible says. I'm glad that He's willing to go out because He loves us and He cares for us. I bless His name that He is the gentle shepherd. Hallelujah to God. He is strong. And He is sweet. He's the warring shepherd. He's the wooing shepherd. Amen. But He's also the wise shepherd. He's the smart shepherd. Amen. In John chapter number 10, I'm glad that He is able to, I'm glad that He is able to sustain all of our needs. I'm glad that He's able to look beyond what Satan's thinking, but what all of our enemies are trying to trip us with and throw in our path from day to day. I'm glad that God's smarter than that. I'm glad that He is wisdom. He is wisdom in itself. And Satan cannot come up with anything to thwart Him. Ain't nobody like Him. Ain't nobody like Him. It's good to be in His pasture. Think about this tonight. I hope to goodness in 2022 March, when Russia's invading over there, I hope when everything's falling apart tonight, I hope to goodness that you can stand up tonight and say, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. And David said, I shall not want. I ain't got any wants tonight. Why is that? Because the Lord is my shepherd. That's all we need tonight is Him. That's all we need. He's the answer to everything. Do you know that? This is all about Him. Everything from A to Z. Everything that we see down here. It's all about Jesus tonight. And He is wonderful to talk about. Amen. He'll fix all your problems. He'll solve everything that comes up in your life. He's God. Listen to me. I've been in some predicaments. I've been in some fixes. I've been in some messes. And God has come through. And He's going to see me all the way till I get yonder home. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Listen to me. I don't care how good you think you are. I don't care how tipsy-topsy you think you are. Listen to me. You've messed up from time to time in your life. You went the wrong way. And God has redirected you and put you back on the right course. And ain't you glad to be in His fold tonight? Hallelujah. You're gonna really appreciate chapter 23, one of these days, when you really realize you're in His fold. Amen. He is the shepherd. But I'm glad, notice in verse number 2, He is the sovereign one. Notice with me how sovereign verse number 2 and verse number 3 is. The Bible says this, He maketh. Not He don't ask me, amen. Ain't you glad when you get saved tonight? Amen. When you get saved, He does some directing, amen. He is a sweet and He is a kind God. But honey, let me tell you, He's a God that'll take the reins if need be. He's a God that sits upon a throne with a scepter in His hand. And He says live or He says die. He says go here or go there. And I got news for you tonight. If you don't know it, there's not a dictator, a president, there's not a leader in the free world today that can take another breath tonight. If He says stop, it's going to stop. And no matter what happens, He has got control. Ain't you glad of that? Bless His name. He maketh me, the Bible says. Listen, it's sometimes that I'm just flat out forced into some things. Has anybody in here ever felt like somebody was pushing you from behind and setting you in some places and putting you in some places? Listen to me. Ain't you glad tonight that we had, back when I was growing up in the 70s and in the 80s there, I had good parents that would direct me and say yes and say no. Amen. Nowadays, the parents, some of them won't even say yes or no. They'll let the kids do whatever. But I'm glad tonight that I've got a God in heaven. Amen. Amen. Every once in a while, He'll tell me yes. And every once in a while, He'll tell me no. And He'll say, listen, do this, boy, or do that. Amen. I'm glad that He's a God that loves us enough to direct us and discipline us. Ain't you glad of that? I want to tell you something. You show me a family that don't discipline their children, and I'll show you a family that don't love their children. And that's a fact, Jack. Because if you don't care what they turn out to be one day, you're not going to discipline them. You're not going to tell them what to do. That's what you need to do, amen, is wear their backside out. Amen. It's called getting their respect. Amen. All right. That was free of charge. Amen. He make it. And He lead it. You know what? I find myself following. Not only do I find myself forced into some places, but every once in a while I find myself following Him. Submitting to Him. Submitting to Him. You know what? There's some things in your life that you're going to have to submit to. What does that mean, preacher? It means to fall up under. Get down lower. And listen, there's some things that you're going to have to submit to one of these days in your Christian walk. And you're going to have to suck it up that you're not the head honcho in charge. And you're going to have to get down lower and take some orders. And He's a God that will lead you. Amen. I'm glad that not only He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, but He leadeth me beside the still waters. Ain't you glad tonight that He's a making God? He's sovereign in His making. He's sovereign in His leading. He don't go out there and say, would y'all like to go this way today? Yeah, man. Don't that sound? That sounds like a liberal church. Amen. We're going to preach it the Baptist way here. He says He leadeth. Amen. In other words, He grabs. Well, any of y'all ever led your kids out of Walmart? Amen. Any of y'all ever led your kids away from danger, away from a creek or a river or whatever, grabbed them by the hand and led them? Amen. I'm glad tonight that I've got a God that cares about me enough to grab hold to me and lead me where I need to go. Bless His name. He leadeth. But boy, my favorite tonight is He restoreth. He restoreth. I want to ask you tonight, where do you think you would be? To everybody in the house, this is adults in here, you've lived a ripe age. Where would you be tonight if He hadn't restored you? What if He'd have said, I ain't restoring that mess? You know what? Even when I fail Him, even when I get to the place to where I'm ready to throw the towel in and quit, I'm glad He's willing. Ain't that amazing? When I quit on Him, He don't quit on me. Ain't that something? You better believe me. I'm ashamed of it, but you better believe me. I've tried to quit. I ain't talking about quitting. I'm talking about trying to quit. But He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Ain't you glad tonight? I don't see a narrow halo in no nobody's head, and there's some sweet people in here. But I guarantee there ain't nobody got nothing glowing over your head except a can light. And listen to me, there's times in your life when your mind went off haywire and you don't even know where it come from. There's times that you followed your mind and went off and done what your mind was thinking. There's times that you were ashamed to look at yourself in the mirror. But I'm glad tonight that a man that'll get in his closet and fall on his face humbly before God, He restoreth my soul. Ain't you glad of that tonight? It amazes me why He would do that. Ain't that something? Ain't that something tonight? And let me tell you something. You get away from God in the least way, it's just like getting away in the biggest way. You're still away from God. And He'll restore you. He'll restore you from the liquor bottle. He'll restore you from the dope. But He'll also restore you from the bitterness. And He'll restore you from the lying. And He'll restore you from small things, so to speak, as He will the large things. The biggest problem, if I had to say, in most churches today, Brother Ken, is probably not a liquor bottle or a dope pipe, but it's probably bitterness and jealousy, envy, and strife. Look over in them epistles at what them boys preached on and wrote about. You'll see what the problems that the Holy Ghost is trying to address, I believe, in the church. And listen to me. He restoreth and He leadeth. He's a sovereign, strategizing God. He's something else as our shepherd. But I noticed in chapter number 23 and verse number 4, there's some shadow times. There's some shadows. And even though He's God, even though He's my shepherd, amen, even though He's in charge and He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, and I'm in His pasture, and I'm walking beside His still waters, and He's restoring my soul, and He's leading me in the paths of righteousness, it does not neglect the fact that there's going to be some shadowy days in my life. There's going to be some days when the shadows of hell surround me. Now think about them shadows. Well, you know the timing of those shadows. Nobody can get their calendar. I've got a phone here and I get this thing put in my calendar, this thing, and they overlap and flip and fly, and that thing will buzz and beep and do all these things. I send it on my computer to work and let me know, hey, dummy, this thing's coming up. But you know what? Them shadowy times, there ain't none of them scheduled on here. There's none of them that I've got pinned down anywhere, but they'll pop up at a moment's notice, sort of like a spam caller. Say amen. They'll get all of a sudden while you're doing this or living your life, there'll be a shadow pop up in your life. But I'm glad tonight there is an answer for the shadows. Hallelujah to God. These shadows, the timing of these shadows. Boy, it'd be nice if you could time your trouble, wouldn't it? You know, God says you got to have 5 trouble areas in your life. You're going to live to be 7-year-old, you're going to have 5 bad trouble times in your life. Where do you want them? I don't know what I'd do. I'm glad He's in charge of that. Would you spread them out? Would you bunch them all together at the end? I want them when I'm 76 3/4. But the timing of these. You know, but the truth about these, and I love my Bible and the specifics of my Bible. It says, you know, that it's not the literal thing, but it's the shadow of trouble. Shadow. I don't know where a shadow's at in here. But if there was a shadow, it's going to leave a dark. I can see a little bit up here. Hold your hand, you see your shadow on the pew. You can see your shadow on the floor. But you know what? That shadow, that post is reflecting a shadow here on this floor. But that what's on the floor, it's the same shape, it's the same size, but it's really not the post. It's just a dark spot of what is over there. You know what? I got news for you tonight. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley. Listen, Paul's time. I'm glad I'm walking through. It is a valley, but it is a shadow. How in the world can I fear no evil? I'm going through this thing. I've got to realize in my mind that what's taking place is a fake thing. It's not really the real thing. It's a shadow. You say, but what we're going through over there is real right now. What we went through last year is real. What we went through with this coronavirus, what we went through is real. Absolutely, it's real. But it's just a shadow. Listen to me now. The truth about this shadow, the timing of it, and the through of it, Yea, though I walk through the valley. How are we able to go through this valley of the shadow of death? He said, I'll fear no evil. I'll fear no evil. Why? For the simple key of the whole entire chapter, don't miss it next. It says, for thou art with me. Let me ask you a question tonight. What in the world are we doing in here tonight? If Vladimir Putin, or whatever his name is, Putin, I've heard him. I think he's got a good name, don't you? Suits him well. I'll let you think on that. But I don't know what in the world are we sitting in here tonight if he is stronger than our shepherd. I want to ask you tonight, if our troubles that come up against us, our shadow experiences that come up against us that seem so real, that overtake us, we walk out these doors here in a little bit, we'll go out and we've left some things out there, and I've sort of got your attention tonight and you're thinking about this stuff. Why do I worry about this? And the devil's sitting on another shoulder, he's saying, because it's affecting you. It's a doing this and it's a doing that. And God's saying, I shall fear no evil. I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm glad tonight. Listen, that I ain't got to fear no evil because he's with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. You know why we fear so much? Because when he leadeth, we're trying to tug the other way. We're trying our best to pull in the opposite direction. What a great day it would be. I remember Brother Tom Gillum preaching on resting. I think he preached on the reasoning mode and the resting mode. Something other like that back a long time ago. You know what? We get in that reasoning mode. And that's our nature. What you've got to do is divorce your nature. What you think, your mind will drive you insane. You will try to rationalize. You will try to figure it out. You'll try to get a solution. It's your nature. It's what you normally would do. It's mankind. You want to figure out how to stop it. But you've got to divorce that. You've got to rest in the fact that the Lord is my shepherd. Look up shepherd if you're wondering where I'm going now. I ain't got a reason. I ain't got to think about it. I ain't got to worry about it. Why? Because I'm in His pasture and I am His responsibility. I don't worry about what I eat. It's His business. I don't worry about having a barn to lay my head in. I don't worry about the wolves. Sheep are defenseless. You hear me? Sheep are stupid. I'm just being honest with you. They're dumb. They can literally fall over with a full coat and not get up. Lay there and die. Just, I'm talking about fall over on the ground. It's called being cast. Lay there and die because they're too ignorant to get back up. Wolf comes. They might as well get to Tabasco sauce, Heinz 57, and just take a bath in it because they're finna get eat if there's not a shepherd. And you, let me, time up! You know what's gonna happen to you? You better hunt you some Heinz 57. You better hunt you some A1, whatever is your preference to smell, and just take you a shower in it, because if you are not in the right field, the enemy is gonna barbecue your hindquarters. I'm telling you the truth. But I'm glad tonight the Lord is my shepherd. Say, you ain't going to worry about that? No, it's His business. It's His business. It's His business. Ain't you glad of this? I'm finishing up right here. Listen to me. They shadow times in my life, but there's a God in the middle of the shadow. I'm glad He is my shepherd. Ain't you glad tonight? The Lord is my shepherd. Boy, he goes on. Tells how he directs him and drives him. He says, well, he's there for me, but that don't neglect the fact that I'm still going to see some dark times. But the Lord's with me in them dark times, he says. And I ain't going to worry about it. His rod and his staff, they comfort. Comfort! How in the world can you have the word comfort and shadow, trouble, tribulation in the same verse? Because there's a hinge right in the middle. Call. The Lord's with me. But I'm glad tonight, lastly. There's a shepherd, there's a sovereign. And there's a strategy, there's a shadow. But I'm glad there's a surely. There's a surely. Boy, now think about the psalmist David as he's pinning this down. Can you imagine some of these boys as they're writing these? You know, y'all preachers in here, Brother Adam, I think about this. And sometimes the Lord gives you a good nugget in the Bible and you're pinning that message down or trying to capture all your thoughts on paper. And then you get up there and try to preach them and it comes out totally different than what you wrote down. I can imagine as David's pinning this down, he gets up there, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, and he goes on, he tells some things describing him, and he gets down there to verse number 4, and he's about to blow a gasket. And he gets down to verse number 5, and he says, he's done prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He's took care of me, he says, over with the lion, over with the bear. He's took care of me with King Saul. He's took care of me with Achish. He's took care of me with all the cave experiences. And he's took care of me real good in all my troubles. He's prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And then he says, my cup runneth over. And I believe about this time, as he's pinning this down, he's about to blow a gasket. He's there. And he said, my cup runneth over. Amen. Hey, you've anointed my head. I'm glad there's some oil in the house. Listen to me. But he says, surely, goodness and mercy. What is going to follow me? You know what that goodness and mercy is? You need both of them. One of them is grace. And one of them is mercy, forgiveness. And you know what? As I'm a-going along life's way, and I'm a-whistling the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If I want to walk down through there, He is leading me. He's guiding me. I tripped up and skint my knee there. He's restoring me. He's picking me back up. He's leading me in the paths of righteousness. He's putting me back on my feet. Uh-oh, there comes a shadow. Uh-oh, there comes some trouble. Oh, but the Lord's with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, listen, he's there in front of me. He's all right. And I look over my right shoulder. And there's some goodness. You ought to look over your right shoulder tonight and look at some goodness. Not that person behind you. You look over your left shoulder, and there's a whole pile of mercy. Isn't it amazing that as we trek through this life, I have no earthly idea what tomorrow holds. Sometimes, you know, you get to thinking about it, you don't even want to get out from under the covers. You don't know what it holds. You don't have a clue in the world what's coming. You know what? God is such a complete God. He is such a wonderful shepherd that He has got mercy on this side and goodness on this side. And He says, boys, follow Him around everywhere He goes. And if He needs a little bit, dispense a little mercy. If He needs a little goodness over here, dispense a little goodness. And I'm glad tonight that there's a God that's got me covered. Ain't you glad of that? Boy, I'm glad He's got me fixed up. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Really, I don't guess, have I? What are you worrying about tonight? What are you stressing? Really? I want to ask you, don't answer me. I don't want to hear it. But I want you to hear yourself. What is it that's keeping you up at night? And I'm going to tell you some things that's done to me. What is it that's worrying you to where you can't even pay attention to your kids? What is it that's worrying you where you can't even look at the pews tonight? There's a lot of folks that's just lazy, don't want to come, but then there's a lot of folks that's just stressing over things that they think it's more important than what's going on right here. What is it that's more important? What is it that you're worried about? What are you fearing? Where is fear? You know that? Fear. Everybody's probably got a little bit. But surely, I'm glad that there is a surely to follow me all the days of my life. And He said, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I have nothing really and truly to worry about. I have nothing to fear. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't want to leave out on the next bus. But if I do, I have to believe for these eyes to close, instantaneously they'll open over there. And I believe that not only for me, but for my whole family. And you know what? Tonight, whatever you're facing, I want to encourage you. When the devil comes up, the Bible says in, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 8, be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. As a roaring lion. Roaring. Is anybody in here, does he ever roar at you? You know what you ought to tell him? Devil, the Lord's encamped me. He is my shepherd. He's got all my provisions. Lord, He's with me. And He's behind me. I'm pretty covered. And I'm going to dwell in His house. You ought to look that up. You'll dwell in His house all the days of my life. I sure am glad I'm in Him. I'm in Him. He is a temple. Bless His name. Father, we thank You.